The Doug and Wolf Show.
The next 4 hours of your life will be outstanding wherever you are if you keep listening to The Doug and Wolf Show.
You're calling your shot.
I'm calling my shot on today's show.
Doug Franz, Ron Wolfley.
You know that's good radio.
Oh, yeah.
Doug and Wolf, 98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station.
So if Russell Wilson isn't a big fan of his offensive line yesterday, how does he feel today?
That is really a great statement, Doug Lease. A great way to start the broadcast, of course, because the NFC West, populated with some quarterbacks, where now it's a little dicey, is it not, with the Arizona Cardinals. Whenever you're going to play the Arizona Cardinals, look out for that defensive line suddenly in that pass rush as well, Basinonians. My, how things have changed in the last 24 hours.
Good morning. It's Doug and Wolf live in the Auction Community Studios. First reaction, look for the blue check mark.
The blue check mark. What? Why do you say that?
Because I didn't believe the tweet at all. Look for the blue check mark. Is this a fake J.J. Watt account? Is Schefter full of crap? Is that really Tom Pelissero? Who should I believe? There's no way that's true.
Yeah, that story came down. The only way to describe it was shock and awe, because that's exactly what I felt right there. Shock and awe, Basinonians. A wild excitement accompanied with a very nervous, and I don't splatter easily, my friends. I just don't. I don't splatter easily, but I can tell you right now, it was a little nervous, only from the standpoint that I know that J.J. Watt, if he's healthy, he changes the game for the Arizona Cardinals. Defensively, he changes the game, and he also changes that locker room. And you know, Doug Lease, I've been talking about the culture of the Arizona Cardinals and identity of the Arizona Cardinals. They've needed this horrifically. They've needed this so badly. And now all of a sudden, you got it if he stays healthy.
How big of an if is an if?
I'm just saying.
I mean, that's such an enormous if.
Listen, I'm just going to say this. We should have a disclaimer. We need a disclaimer for this. And you could say this, Basinonians, about every guy you sign. Every guy you give big money to, you could say it. Understand that first and foremost. You could say that about every guy that you sign, Basinonians. Yes, exactly. Thank you, Mitch. I appreciate that. You know what? You always worry about the injury issue, ladies and gentlemen. It's always going to be there. The only reason why I bring it up in regard to J.J. Watt is the fact that he's missed 32 games over the last 5 years. That's significant. I can tell you right now, just watching the tape. Watching the tape from last year, 2020. This guy can still play. I was shocked to see the explosiveness of J.J. Watt is still there. The physicality, the violent hands are still there, ladies and gentlemen. I wanted this team to get physical in the offseason. That was the number one thing I wanted to see the Arizona Cardinals do, is get physical this offseason. Guess what? On the defensive side of the ball, they just got physical with J.J. Watt. It is incredible. He's over 1,000 snaps last year. He played over 1,000 snaps last year. That's an incredible accomplishment for a guy who is a defensive lineman in his 10th year in the NFL. Just incredible. I just worry about the picture of him being healthy enough over the course of the last 5 years, missing 32 games. I think it's relevant. I do.
I've always wondered this, and I don't know what's true, what's not. And, you know, hopefully somebody deeply buried inside different NFL teams would answer this. When things get a little close, do you signal to the NFL based on scheduling? Because they've got to be pretty close to having the schedule done. The schedule comes out usually in the two middle weeks of April. Now, by the way, the Cardinals host the Texans this coming season.
I see.
That's got to be a primetime game now, even though the Texans aren't good, right? Or do you wait and say, you know what, let's see what happens to Deshaun Watson before we determine that? But you've got D-Hop and J.J. Watt against the Texans?
Yeah. Oh,
and I'm not
goodness.
Talking Sunday night, But a Monday night or a Thursday night game?
Yes. I don't know what to say, Douglas. I don't know. I would imagine at some point in time, yeah, it's going to get the spotlight. But I think you already said it as well. The Texans are going to be really bad, right? We all think the Texans are going to be really, really bad next year. Horrifically bad. So I don't know how much national attention they're going to get on that. I really don't, depending on when they play, of course.
Yeah.
Maybe if it's early in the season, maybe you go ahead and you actually, oh, okay, we're going to put them on Monday night.
Before they're whatever. Dead.
Yeah, before they're dead. It's a great question to ask, Douglas, but
it just opens up.
I can't get over it.
It opens up a bunch of primetime situations now for Arizona of when you have the, especially if Fitz comes back. If you have the star power, by the way, there's a cool stat just to let you know. There's never been a team in NFL history that has ever had two Walter Payton Man of the Year award winners on their roster.
Right.
So if Fitz comes back, you've got two of these stars on one roster. That's some serious power, plus the up-and-coming Kyler Murray, to be dropping them on a lot of primetime games.
The pass apart two for the 2021 season, ladies and gentlemen, J.J. Watt.
Hello.
Yes, good morning. This is the Arizona Sports Front Desk with your wake-up call.
Thank you.
Maloney with the headlines. Wolf and I with the reaction, as well as you at Doug and Wolf 98.7. React to any more of these headlines.
J.J. Watt shockingly signs with the Cardinals.
I am still in shock. And I'm just like anybody else. If he's healthy, this is a game-changing signing, and it's not very often that he's healthy.
I'm just telling you right now that if they get what they got out of J.J. Watt in Houston last year, over 1,000 snaps, they get that J.J. Watt 2020? Man, I'm all in on this one so bad it's not even funny, because this guy can still play.
Watt is on the Cardinals, not Peloton.
the whole Peloton thing, the fact that he told everybody to stop about the Peloton was pretty funny. This is the world we're in. The fact that he reported his own signing, source me, yet even when you saw it, you're like, okay, wait a minute. What, you've been screwing around with a lot of people, so what does this mean? You still needed another tweet from somebody before you actually believed it.
Yeah, the Peloton thing, I don't even understand, but man, he looked good in that Cardinal shirt, didn't he?
After signing star defensive end J.J. Watt, the Cardinals hope to keep the rest of their defense together.
I think they're just being nice by saying that. That it's hard for me to believe that you're going to be able to, in a year where you anticipated a $210 million salary cap, I say you as in every team did, and it's actually going to be about $182 million, so you've lost about $28 million on the salary cap, and you're spending about $15 million on Watt salary cap charge-wise, and you're going to go keep Reddick and Pat P? I don't believe it.
Yeah, I don't see them being able to keep both those guys. I do wonder about Pat P and whether or not this changes Pat P's mind as to whether or not he'd like to stay and give the Arizona Cardinals a hometown discount. I think it all comes down to what Pat P is going to be offered. I'd love to see the Cardinals be able to retain Pat P and his services, especially now that J.J. Watt is going to be an Arizona Cardinal. That combination of edge and corner is a winner in the NFL.
Phoenix's Devin Booker was named the Western Conference Player of the Week.
What's really cool about that is it happens right after he gets the All-Star snub. And keep saying that. He did get snubbed in the All-Star game, because if Anthony Davis is healthy, there is no Devin Booker in the All-Star game. So he did get snubbed, and he won the Western Conference Player of the Week to back it up.
Grow strong, Grasshopper.
Yeah, well, by the way, you're playing the Lakers tonight, D-Book. Let's go.
The Phoenix Suns will look to finish their three-game road trip unbeaten as they face the defending NBA champion Los Angeles Lakers at 8 o'clock on 98.7 FM.
I sensed a little sarcasm there, Maloney.
You jumped the gun.
That's not jumping the gun because I'm fired up about tonight's game. I'm fired up about the test to see how you match up. Granted, it's without Anthony Davis, but I want to see how you match up.
Yeah, the Lakers playing much better. They've kind of found their without Anthony Davis stride, so to speak, right now. So I think this is going to be a good test for the Phoenix Suns early in this season. Yeah, I'm jacked up for it. I'll be lighting the candles, my friends.
D-backs Merrill Kelly looked sharp in return from season-ending surgery.
That made me feel really good to see Merrill Kelly go out. I mean, how do you not root for this man when you get to know him a little bit and at the same time you know what the game means to him and how much he's fought to get to where he is right now? But he has been telling everybody that wanted to listen, the surgery has nothing to do with success or failure now because it's totally in the past and he's been healthy, he said, from basically the moment he woke up.
This was a classic spring training outing for Merrill Kelly. Guy gives up a walk and a two-run shot and strikes out five in two innings. Pretty incredible. Good to see him back, though.
Coming up next, the one story that you actually already knew today, but you might not thought of this yet. That's next on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.
The number one story of the day.
Very excited to get started, get to work, get to know the people of Arizona, and go to work to try and help win a championship.
It's a bold move by Steve Keim.
2-year deal worth $31 million.
I think it's a little bit of a gamble for JJ. I would not bet against him.
Doug and Wolf's The One.
I don't know about anybody else, but as soon as I heard the news, sitting at my desk with the Bickley and Murata show going on behind me, I heard the breaking news sounder, and my first thought was, I hope this is important. Then I hear J.J. Watt as a Cardinal, and I'm thinking, did we as a company check the blue check mark? Have we sent out the right text? Are we sure about this? And then I thought of Newsmakers Week.
Yeah.
2021. Steve, have you reached out to J.J. Watt?
Well, listen, guys.
Why did we not know right there that it was more like, listen, as soon as he laughed, we knew, okay, you did, you know, and that's your job. You talk to him. Why didn't we know that it was a lot stronger than that?
Well, listen, guys, I don't want to get into details, but as you know, I mean, if there's an opportunity that makes sense on both the football side and the business side, we'll certainly take a swing. But it's fun to see your players get involved. Obviously, Hop's a guy that I got a great deal of respect for, and not just as a player, but obviously the addition to him has certainly improved our recruiting game.
Wolf Steve Keim took his swing.
Yeah, he took his swing right there, and he hit a home run, hopefully. This is a bold move by Steve Keim based on our needs. There's no doubt about that if he stays healthy, relatively healthy. Again, you're going to have Nixon. If he misses a game here and a game there, I got no problem. But if he stays healthy, you got me. This is a home run. I mean, Douglas, I was telling you, I went back and I looked at 2020 tape with J.J. Watt. And after watching him play in 2020, I feel fantastic about this. Listen, we all know J.J. Watt, of course, over the last 5 years, he's had an issue with actually staying healthy. He's missed 32 games over the last 5 years. But last year, he had over 1,000 snaps, played in every game and had over 1,000 snaps in his 10th year. And Doug Leash, you go back and look at the tape, he looked good. This guy's got a lot left in the tank. I was filled with an energy. Maybe it's the fact that he's missed 32 games over the last 5 years. I don't know, but he's got a lot left in the tank.
According to Pro Football Focus, he was the most double-teamed edge rusher in football last year. Now, you assume you assume Aaron Donald is probably number one overall, but he's not an edge guy.
Right.
And then maybe there's more interior guys that are double-teamed just simply because of the run game and everything else. But when you say edge rusher, they say he's the number one double-teamed edge rusher.
He can still move, Basinonians. The injuries haven't taken his mobility. He can still get the edge. He's physical with his hands, has great technique. unique. His versatility is legitimate, man. I mean, you can line him up in any gap and let him play that gap. He's a legitimate multi-gap defender, and that really has value in today's NFL. You can line him up anywhere across the board. He's really, really smart, makes a lot of plays. You can see it on tape with his knowledge and his experience. Just watch him bat a ball down. He reads a quarterback, I think, Doug Lease, better than any defensive lineman. He's got great length, of course, as we all know. He's a big guy. He's got long arms and does a great job reading that quarterback in terms of trying to bat the ball down. You want to get the ball out quick against J.J. Watt? And he expects it, man, you're rolling the dice. He's actually got a couple of picks because he's batted the ball into the air to himself.
Had a touchdown last year.
Yeah, this guy, he's watch the tape and you'll see he still has all the skills. This move makes this team significantly better if J.J. Watt stays healthy. I'm sorry. But, again, it's always like that, right? Whenever you give money to a guy, it's always if he stays healthy. Whenever you sign a big-name guy and you bring him into the organization based on audience, it's always about that. I understand that. The only reason why I continue to bring it up with J.J. Watt is because he has missed 32 games in the last 5 years. I think you have to say that. I think you have to. Now, again, last year, he was healthy. No doubt about that, man. Let's just hope that continues to roll, because if it does, man, I'm pretty fired up about this. I think it's a game changer for the team.
Kurt Warner, Burns and Gambo yesterday. Do you think it's a big risk?
You know, kind of like Kurt Warner was. You know, they had the same questions. Granted, they didn't have to pay me that much money when I came here. But yeah, I mean, I think there's definitely risk to it. You know, whether you say, well, JJ's not the same player that he was 3 or 4 years ago, or as you said, he can't stay healthy and body is broken down in numerous ways. Yeah, without a doubt, to pay a guy $30 million over a couple years that hasn't been fully healthy or hasn't been playing up to the standard that he set early in his career, is there a risk? Of course there's a risk. But that's not the point of the signing, you know. And again, I understand you have to take all that into consideration. But the point of the signing is we want to win a championship. And this guy healthy helps us win a championship. Do we know if he's going to stay healthy? Absolutely not. Do we know if anybody's going to stay healthy? No, we don't. But we are in this, and we're going to make the moves that we feel make us a better football team. And we're not going to look at this as, well, what if he gets hurt? Well, we're going to look at it as, what if he doesn't get hurt?
I think for the most part, anytime you sign a free agent like this based on earnings, look at the guaranteed money. Follow the guaranteed money right there. And $23 million over 2 years. I don't know how the contract is structured. Who knows? Who knows if there's incentive-based?
I can, if you don't mind me jumping in, I can.
Yes.
I don't know the 100% the structure, but I can tell you, with my knowledge of contracts, this is one of those contracts where you're swinging for the fences in year one, because it's probably going to be anywhere between a $14 and a $16 million cap hit in 2021. And then you're anticipating the cap going back to normal in 2022. And if J.J. Watt falls on his face, you probably cut him and you carry $8 million of dead cap space going into 2022, which you're not really worried about because you assume the cap's going to go higher. If he does well, you're probably going right back to the table and signing him again and doing another 2 year extension to be able to spread the cap hit and to give him more money.
Yeah, I honestly don't know if you're right on that, Doug Lease, but I have no reason to doubt you on that. I think there's no way they're going to cut him, even if he were to fall on his face. I think they'd bring him back, give him that second year, see if he could actually stay healthy, because the only reason why you're going to cut him is because he can't stay healthy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's going to be the case, and one of the reasons why is because of what he brings to the locker room. Oh, my goodness, man. There are two things that I continue to harp on, Basinonians, this entire offseason. Two things I felt like the Arizona Cardinals had to do. Get more physical on the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball. That was number one. Number two, find their identity. Find a culture. find something that they were gonna be able to hang their hat on and say, this is how we're gonna go on our business, this is how we're gonna do things around here, this is how we're gonna play. Man, JJ Watt addresses both of those things in a big way.
I think the number one thing he does is he answers a massive question that no one's put together. And that is, why hasn't Fitz made any announcement yet?
Well, we've all been speculating he was waiting for something. Waiting for something.
Is there any chance that he knew what he was waiting for to see if this was really going to happen?
Honestly, Douglas, it's a great observation, because we've been talking about this he's conflicted. He's obviously conflicted. That's why he's waited this long. And the longer he waits, the better the odds that he might come back. Doesn't mean it's a guarantee he's going to come back, but I thought the better the odds he would come back. What was he waiting for?
I mean,
was it this?
There's no reason why he would ever come back if he's not motivated and ready to play. He
Correct.
Knows what it takes to
Correct.
Get the body ready and all of that. But there's got to be, I mean, look at the way we are reacting. There are people in my life I haven't talked to in 7 years that started texting me yesterday about J.J. Watt. I come in here today, this morning, to the Oxygen Community Studios, and everybody in the newsroom who basically cares deeply about the Cardinals for like an hour and a half on a Sunday, suddenly, hey, what does this do? What is it? I heard he gets hurt a lot. You know, and there's all these weird questions from people that don't know much about it.
Sir.
Well, because of that, how is that not light the fire for Fitz? How does he not look at that and say, I'd like to spend a year playing with J.J. Watt. I'd like to be on a team that's got J.J. Watt and Chandler Jones. I'd like to see what we can do right now.
So
how does that not light the fire?
You're saying there's a certain energy that is created by J.J. Watt?
A plethora of energies.
The wattage?
Oh,
can you feel the wattage? That is the question that we asked this morning, based on audience. Red Sea, rise up and feel the wattage. I don't know why I just said that.
I don't know. I don't remember a Metallica song of Feel the Wattage, to be honest.
Ride the Lightning. That's what we got to play. We got to play Ride the Lightning this morning.
So you just gave J.J. Watt his own walk-up music?
The wattage. Right now, you can feel it. It's a great point, Doug Lease. I mean, that, now all of a sudden you got Larry. Is Larry looking around going, wait, it happened. This actually happened.
Because he had
right
to
here.
Have known. He had to have known. Why else was he waiting?
You think they've, I don't know. I mean, I don't want to make that assumption. That's a big assumption right there.
I'm making the assumption.
I know, but and it's valid. At the same time, though, I'm not going to go there.
I'm not saying he knew it was actually going to happen, but he had to have been told, we're looking at this. We think it's a possibility. Hang tight before you make a decision.
Man, I think the odds increase. I think they increase significantly. Larry Fitzgerald is going to come back this year. I think they increase.
How do you feel as a Cardinals fan if it's true that J.J. Watt is a Cardinal and he's 40%, 30% of the reason Fitzgerald is still a Cardinal?
Yeah, right, boy.
you got to like him even more. Coming up next, a man that knows what it's like to have a quarterback between him and the ground, Kyle VandenBosch. Defensively, what does this do for the Cardinals?
KVB.
That's next on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.
Turn down for what?
Around the transistor, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, indeed. J.J. Watt is an Arizona Cardinal this morning. We say good morning to you, the Doug and Wolf Show. Savage is in the morning bringing the wattage.
Right now, joining us on the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line is Kyle VandenBosch. And we said it in the previous beautiful part of the program, a man who knows what it's like to have a quarterback between him and the ground. Kyle, first of all, before we get into the obvious topic, how's the family? How are you?
Family's great, and I'm doing really well. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Kyle. We really appreciate you joining us here. When you heard that J.J. Watt was an Arizona Cardinal, what was your first reaction?
I was pumped. I mean, J.J. Watt, he personifies what it is to be a defensive lineman. I think what you get for the Cardinals is a total package. You know, not just his production, but But the leadership in the locker room, his ability to mentor some of these young defensive linemen, and he's a tremendous gift to our community as well.
Kyle VandenBosch, former Cardinals draft pick, joining Doug and Wolf to talk about hitting a quarterback. Imagine your life with J.J. Watt on the other side while you're doing your job. I mean, we're so excited for J.J., but the truth is, what does this do for Chandler Jones right now?
Well, in the back half of my career, I played on the same defensive line as Albert Haynesworth and then in Detroit with Ndamukong Suh. And you hear a lot about teams trying to get bookend defensive ends. My defensive line coach in Tennessee always talked about the correlation between the defensive end and the three technique on the opposite side, because I was in a 4-3. And with J.J. potentially being at either a five technique or a four technique in this front, opposite of Chandler Jones or whoever else is at outside linebacker, what you get is if you have bookend defensive ends, offensive line can try to keep a clean pocket for the quarterback to step up into. But if you have J.J. Watt getting inside pressure and an end coming with outside pressure, the quarterback has nowhere to go. I can imagine the most excited person in the Valley is Vance Joseph because of the versatility. I mean, you could put Buddha anywhere. You could put Isaiah Simmons anywhere. You could put Chandler Jones on either side. And you could put J.J. Watt at any position on this defensive line. It becomes extremely difficult for offensive coordinators and specifically offensive line coaches to try to dictate protections and try to keep the quarterbacks and the pockets clean.
Yeah, that is a thing, KVP, that's got me all jacked up, Kyle, is just the fact you're going to be able – Vance Joseph is going to be able to, based on where J.J. Watt is, he's going to be able to almost predict what type of protection he's going to get. And because of that, now all of a sudden, you can actually blitz that scheme. You can pressure that scheme. You can do a lot of things knowing what type of protection you're going to get. That really jacks me up. Where do you think they're going to play J.J. Watt in rundown situations, and where do you think they'll play him in the nickel?
Again, you can put him anywhere. I think just his versatility – and his ability to play at any position on the defensive line, you can put him to where, based on tendencies, where they like to run if in the front, or you could put him, line him up against who you determine is the weaker guard or the weaker offensive tackle, or you can line him up next to Chandler Jones and dictate where the quarterback flushes and blitz from the opposite side. The options are unlimited with what you can do with this front right now.
Kyle VandenBosch joining Doug and Wolf, former defensive end NFL. Kyle, when you hear J.J. Watt, Arizona Cardinal, do you think automatic Super Bowl contender? Do you think playoff contender? Do you think, hey, hold your horses, you were only third place last year? I mean, what does this do for your projections?
Well, I think at a minimum, you have to think playoffs, and you have to think winning in the playoffs. This team, the defense specifically, by all measures, was vastly improved last year. And what you get is, with Chandler Jones coming back and J.J. Watt, you add two of the best pass rushers of the last decade to a defense that was vastly improved, to a team that at times last year looked like one of the top, you know, three or four teams in the NFL. I think if you expect anything less than playoffs and winning in the playoffs, I think you're underselling it. And you know, I think it's pretty well known that it's difficult to build your team through free agency. But I think when you have Kyler Murray still on his rookie contract, I think you need to make this push now and add this veteran talent and make your run for it now when you have that flexibility with the cap.
You know, Kyle, it's so interesting because I went back and watched tape of 2020 right now, and although he's been banged up over the last 5 years, he missed 32 games over the last 5 years. Last year, he didn't miss any games, over 1,000 snaps last year. You go back and watch the 2020 tape, I was stunned. This guy, he's still got a lot left in the tank. When you watched him play last year, what was your scouting report on J.J. Watt?
He's still one of the best. I mean, and, you know, you can talk about the injuries and the risk there. I think your risk is when you're looking at chronic injuries, when you're looking at knees, or you're looking at somebody who has a shoulder surgery every offseason. You know, the ones that were concerning were 2015, he had an abdominal tear, which can be a problem. And then 2016, he had a disc herniation. But since then, it's been more freak things. You know, it's been a pec injury. It's been a broken leg. Those things don't present as chronic injuries. And if there's one thing you can be assured of, is that nobody knows how to take care of their bodies better than J.J. Watt. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's a true pro, and he's going to make himself available. And I loved what he said yesterday. He said he just promises he's going to work his ass off every day. He's not making guarantees about production. He's not telling you how many sacks he's going to get. But you know what you have when you sign a player like J.J. Watt. It's not a mystery. There's a lot of players around the league who are flash players who have a great year because they are immensely talented, but they turn it on and they turn it off. With J.J. Watt, it's always on. And you know what you have every day of practice. You know what you have every week on Sunday in games.
If you're Pat P, and if you just tuned in, we're talking to Kyle VandenBosch, former Cardinals defensive end. If you're Pat P, you know the salary cap allotment, the amount of money the Cardinals have to give you for this year, just went down. But you know there's going to be some scared quarterbacks running around their own backfield against the Cardinals. Are you more likely to sign because of the anticipated higher interceptions, or are you less likely because whatever you thought you were going to get from the Cardinals, you probably aren't?
Well, I don't know what Pat P is thinking, but I can tell you this. When I was in Tennessee, we had one of the best pass rushes in the NFL, and we put three DBs in the Pro Bowl one year because quarterbacks were throwing arm punts on third down because they did not want to take sacks. If you want to, for any DB in the league, you want to take that one year to build your value and to sign a bigger contract the next year, this would be the year to sign with the Cardinals because they're going to get pressure. I mean, it's impossible for the best cornerback in the league to cover a guy for 4 or 5 seconds with the quarterbacks and with the receivers in this league. But when quarterbacks only have 2 seconds or even less than 2 seconds to get rid of the ball, a lot of times they're just throwing it up and hoping a receiver can make a play. And there will be defensive backs on this team that will benefit from this pressure up front.
So, Kyle, what message does this send to the guys that are in that locker room?
Well, I think that that's one of the biggest benefits of J.J. Watt. There was an investment by bringing young players into this defensive line last year in the draft. I think what you're going to see is you're going to see improvement from Zach Allen, from Rashard Lawrence, from Lecky Fotu. These guys are going to see what it is to be a true pro, what it's like and what it takes to get to the elite level that J.J. Watt is at. And I think, you know, however long he's here, if he's here for the 2 years, I think what you're going to see is the development of these young players and that they are able to step up and fill the shoes that he's in now once he walks out that door.
I liked hearing that, but even your answer before that, you combine the two things you just said. Man, Buddha's going to have a heck of a year.
Oh, my goodness.
That's how
Kyle,
I feel about
we
that.
We love you, buddy.
Great to talk to you.
All right, thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. There's Kyle VandenBosch joining us on the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line. If you're in the market for a new or pre-owned Nissan, just go to CoulterNissan.com, west of the hassle. Well, the last time we got this jacked up is when a veteran came into town and completely changed the fortunes of another Phoenix team. J.J. Watt, Chris Paul, next on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. How do you not get jacked up for it tonight, 8 o'clock, right here on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. Bloomer! And Tim will have the call for you. Suns and Lakers, all right, where are we at? Earlier this week, it actually looked like the Suns had a really good chance of winning because the Lakers, I would say earlier this, I would say maybe 2 weeks ago, the Lakers were kind of going back to, don't forget, they were a very below-average team a couple years ago without Anthony Davis, and then, of course, made the trade, and they won a championship last year. But they weren't all that great, and they started to look like that team without Anthony Davis. But due to unbelievably high minutes lately for LeBron James, they still have LeBron James.
Yes.
And they started rolling again. So Lakers Suns tonight.
Yeah, you know what? Honestly, cannot wait to watch this game for so many different reasons. It is a bit of a litmus test, I would say, even without Anthony Davis, of course, 24-11, the number two seed right now in the Western Conference behind the Utah Jazz. It's a huge game, as we all know, I think, a step forward. Can't wait to see how they come out and compete. Once again, how they go about their business. Not exactly what they're going to do, but how they're going to come out and go about their business, I think, is more important tonight.
And the thing is, we've talked a lot about it this year, Suns-wise, and it is kind of interesting. I don't know if we're at the point now where we start talking about Randy Johnson signing here, you know, with the Diamondbacks and that time frame where it seemed like anybody that had success somewhere else wants to come here and be successful, and we seem to be a free agent destination. But to go with the DeAndre Hopkins, now granted, it was a trade, but DeAndre Hopkins isn't coming here if he doesn't want to be here. DeAndre Hopkins about this time last year, then you get into Chris Paul going tonight, and is no one's going to say Chris Paul's the MVP because MVP is more of a best player award. I don't think it should be. If you say most valuable player, look what he did with Oklahoma City. Look where Oklahoma City is now.
Yes.
Look where the Suns were last year, and look where the Suns are now. What else do you want in an MVP?
Team MVP.
Than what Chris Paul has done. And now when you see Chris Paul's effect on the locker room and on the team, and I like what Kyle VandenBosch just said. If you just tuned in and you didn't hear it, Kyle VandenBosch looking at J.J. Watt, and he immediately went to Lawrence and Foku and the young players all across the defense, but namely the D-line, of saying now you've got that guy in your locker room, in your meeting room. And, man, can you imagine if Corey Peters actually comes back healthy, decides to play again? Just the leadership personified.
Listen, we all know what Chris Paul has brought to the Phoenix Suns, right? He's brought the tangible, the very tangible thing of great point guard play, offensively and defensively, and he's brought leadership, the intangible, with him. That's what Chris Paul has done. And because of that, I say, listen, Devin Booker is the Phoenix Suns' best player. That's my opinion, and I think a lot of people would probably agree with it. He's their best player. But Chris Paul's the MVP of this team right now. He's the guy that has come in here and totally made the difference with the tangible and the intangible. This is why this is a relative conversation to what is going on with J.J. Watt right now. Because J.J. Watt is a guy, I've been talking about it all offseason, physicality and culture. Those are the two things, more than anything else, that the Arizona Cardinals need to be next year. They need to create their own identity, their own culture. This is how we do things around here. This is something we can hang our hat on. And oh, by the way, we're going to get physical on the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball. J.J. Watt answers both those questions. He might be the answer to that question. The physicality has improved dramatically on the defensive line and in that box with the addition of J.J. Watt and, of course, your identity, your culture, and how you're going to go about your business, and how you need a guy, your best player, to actually model that culture for everybody else. That's J.J. Watt. He could have the same type of impact inside that locker room. The guy is a walking legend, very much like Larry Fitzgerald. This guy he's going to be a future Hall. I mean, this guy's a Hall of Famer if ever there was a Hall of Famer right now. The three-time Defensive Player of the Year. In the National Football League, three times. Look at the other two guys that are tied with him right now. Five-time All-Pro, first-team All-Pro, five Pro Bowls. This guy is the creme de la creme. And he can come in here, and he's one of these guys that not only does, he says. He's a guy that will get in your face. This is the accountability, once again. Hold yourself to a standard that you don't hold anyone else to. You hold yourself to a standard higher than anybody else, and yet you'll be more than likely to walk up on somebody, look them in the eye, and say, "What are you doing? We need you, and you're killing us." I cannot tell you how important that is. That is leadership. That is leadership, the definition thereof.
Diamondbacks played the Brewers yesterday. You want to know what Torey Lovullo was talking about before the game?
No. but I'm sure you'll tell me.
Super pumped about J.J. Watt coming to the Valley. Congrats to Steve and Cliff. You know, obviously a huge personality coming on board, but a great football player. And you add that into a team that's already on the right path and going in the right direction. I am super excited to welcome him to the Valley and just see where that takes the Cardinals every Sunday. I know I'll be excited and parking my rear right in front of the TV and watching it very closely as I always do.
Tori's so class.
I know. I know.
Just so class. I said no because I thought you were going to change the subject totally. I was like, I'm not ready to get off J.J. Watt yet, Doug Grace. I'm not ready. And all of a sudden, I should have known. There's Tori, of course, being the class act that he is, talking about J.J. Watt.
Adam Schefter was asked or told a story about one of the things that got J.J. Watt here. And remember, DeAndre Hopkins was the one that kind of started it with a tweet of finishing it together. This is about 2 weeks ago or so.
Yeah, I don't think that that's a real factor, Matt. I think in football, it's tougher to do that. It's 53-man rosters. And while I'm sure J.J. Watt spoke to DeAndre Hopkins and got his feedback on the organization, I don't think that these two men plotted together to go form Super Team West out in Arizona. I just don't think that that's practical and realistic in this day and age. You see certain players like to go play with other players, but it just is not as prevalent as it is in the NBA.
I understand what Schefter is saying, and I think if you just look at it strictly factually, okay, you're right. But don't underestimate the portion where he said, because this would guaranteed to be happening, you would call DeAndre Hopkins and say, tell me about the team. Tell me about the locker room. Tell me about the level of accountability. Tell me about what goes on there. Tell me about the training, you know, whatever, everything. That's what every player wants to know. They care deeply about their bodies because that's their entire livelihood. So what kind of things do they have? Players know who has the worst weight room. Players know who has the worst facilities. Players know who has a training staff that's not as good as somebody else's. So there's no way DeAndre Hopkins spoke poorly about the Cardinals and J.J. Watt comes here anyway. So isn't that part of recruiting? It has to be.
I totally disagree with Adam Schefter. I totally disagree with him on that. Recruiting is important in the National Football League. Yes. Is it to the level of the NBA where you've got three guys sitting around some club in the offseason maybe having a discussion about where they want to migrate to and form this super team together? No, it's not like that. But to sit here and say that there's not recruiting in the NFL, you better believe there's recruiting. If, in fact, you've got a guy like J.J. Watt, would you say J.J. Watt has made a lot of money in his life?
I'd say he's been...
He's done just fine. Let's put it that way. Some guys don't need to rule the world and be king of the pile, so to speak. Listen, if I take a couple of million less somewhere else, isn't that fit going to... Isn't that fit, Jim Mora Jr., going to be more important then a couple of extra mil, and it sounds crazy. I get it. But if you've made $200 million, what's $198? What's $198 million when you consider the big picture? They'll take that in state tax, depending on where you go, right? So you've got to think about all these things, and recruiting comes into play. What's it like to live here in this city, by the way? In the fall, maybe the experience of growing up in Wisconsin is that, you know, that's the last place I want to go back to is Wisconsin and play in the freezing cold. I don't know. I know my blood is thinned from the Buffalo experience.
The experience.
I just say that's my town and I'm proud of it. But man, I guarantee you now the desert will thin out your blood, bruh. I'm just wondering if J.J. Watt is there's a lot that comes into play. Superstars recruiting superstars, very important in today's NFL free agency.
There's no way he comes here if Chandler Jones tells him, no, I'll be fine without you. I'm all right.
Man, I cannot wait to see that.
Coming up next, now that we know how much Watt is getting, is there enough money left for Pat P., Hassan Reddick, Fitz. That's next on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.